What is pegging? Discover the hottest sex trends in bedrooms across America right now. Thank you for joining me on Mayla Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast. Today we're going to be talking about pegging sex, one of those strange and kinky sex acts that goes far beyond simply a physical act. It's an emotional and psychologically affecting experience for lovers, showcasing the finest in erotic intimacy and sexual exploration. Pegging sex is about reversing gender roles. It's empowering for women and sexually stimulating for men. It is not solely a femdom or BDSM act. Regular, everyday heterosexual couples are doing it and enjoying the deepened intimacy that comes along with it. In today's sex podcast episode, I'll answer the most common questions people ask me who are curious about trying it at home. Grab your husband or wife and listen to learn how to prepare for first-time pegging sex along with the best sexual positions and pegging toys for beginners. What does pegging mean? The definition of pegging is a woman who anally penetrates a man while wearing a strap-on dildo. Pegging sex requires a woman to wear a strap-on with a small dildo or probe-like attachment. She positions herself behind him and inserts the attachment into his anus, thrusting gently in and out. If the dildo or probe has a slight curve, this will result in prostate stimulation during the anal sex, which greatly improves his sexual pleasure and makes it feel really good. It's more than just anal sex. Pegging brings a whole new meaning to the relationship. It is a dramatic activity for men and women who want to deepen their relationship and explore the further reaches of human sexuality. It is fun, yet pushes erotic boundaries. Anal pegging him feels good for both men and women, but for different reasons. One of the most common questions people have about pegging is pegging gay? After all, it is anal penetration on a man. The true definition of pegging is anal penetration on a man by a woman. It is an heterosexual sex act. Two gay men cannot peg. This is just called strap-on sex. So if the woman is wearing the strap-on and penetrating the man, it is not gay, it is a heterosexual act. How common is pegging? Pegging is very common. In my decades as working as a sex educator, I've seen a massive surge in its popularity, especially within the last couple of years. But why now? Most men are well aware that the anus is the site of highly concentrated nerve endings, and prostate stimulation alone can produce an orgasm. Bringing the lover into the mix to share the sexual pleasure is a new way for him to expand his sexual pleasure, eventually improving the sex life for both partners. I'll let you in on a little secret. Guys have been buying dildos for men for decades and using them alone. Even straight guys. They enjoy the pleasure of a prostate toy or a dildo during masturbation. They're just not as shy about it anymore. One of the things you may be surprised to hear is that normal couples are engaging in pegging sex. It's not a kinky, fetish, or freaky thing. The strap-ons and dildos that are used are very discreet, they're very simple, they're nothing scary, and the attachments are really small, so they're perfect for prostate stimulation without going overboard on big size. So even if you haven't used butt plugs before, the pegging sex isn't going to be anything too freaky. Some of these attachments are smaller than a finger. All you'll get is the act of intimate sharing and prostate stimulation to go with it. For the women, the pleasure is psychological, emotional, and even spiritual. It brings a whole new dimension of sexual exploration. It totally reverses who's in power. It's she's in charge now. She calls the shots. You move in rhythm with him. You are totally in control of the whole thing. It's a very different type of sex that, as females, we're really not used to. Once we get into it, it's a very exciting sensation and a great way to expand the horizons and the intimacy of your relationship. What does pegging feel like? There are sensitive nerve endings within the anus and the rectum, and the prostate gland is the holy grail of male sexual pleasure. Gentle and slow anal penetration stimulates these nerve endings and creates immense sexual pleasure. The area is known as the male G-spot or the P-spot, and that's for a very good reason. The stimulation of the prostate gland is very similar to the stimulation of the female G-spot. Let's ask a married man, what does pegging feel like? This is what this anonymous husband has replied to my question. Pegging doesn't feel much different compared to using a prostate toy. but with the interactive involvement of my wife, it adds an unexpected level of intimacy and connected feeling that is only possible with perfect anal pegging sex. It's unlike any other mutual sexual experience, mostly due to the emotional aspect. We share a naughty, kinky secret, and it's rather empowering to both of us to share this activity in private. I was afraid I'd feel differently afterward, but that didn't happen. I've asked myself if I feel less masculine by doing it, and the answer is no. End quote. How to prepare for pegging. If he has a virgin butthole, you'll need to follow a few important steps to prepare for pegging him, so to make sure that he has a comfortable and enjoyable experience. The first and most important is to lubricate the anal sphincter and about 1 inch inside the rectum. You can use your finger to do this, but if you don't want to stick your finger in his butt, you can get a product called a lube launcher. It's a very thin plastic tube that has a plunger on the bottom, and what you would do is fill it with anal lube, insert it 1 inch inside the rectum, and then press the plunger to lubricate inside. It's important to apply anal lube inside the anus because the tight opening can easily squeegee away the lube externally as you insert the toy. Use more lube than you'll think you'll need, and make sure to get a thick water-based gel, which is much less runny than a traditional water-based lube. It's the same water-based formula as a liquid vaginal lube. It's just thicker, it's not as runny, it won't squeegee off and kind of run down his butt cheeks. It'll stay where it's supposed to go. Next, stand behind him, wearing the strap-on dildo, and get him to bend over. Bending forward slightly is really important for first-timers because it'll make it easier to locate his anus. Ask him to hold open his butt cheeks while you hold the dildo and line up your target. Poke the butthole gently to spread lube over the tip of the dildo. You could also get a head start on this process by lubricating the dildo first. Step closer to him so your bodies touch. Move your hips in a thrusting motion, similar to the motions of regular penetrative sex. Snuggle right up to his body. You'll be able to read physical cues of how he's feeling. If he moves in rhythm with you, he's enjoying it. If he pulls away, maybe you're going too deep or going too fast. Ask him how he feels. Communication is key. Reach around and stroke his penis. Masturbate him while you peg him. The combination of prostate stimulation and manual masturbation is a surefire way to assure he'll love pegging sex. Use both hands to touch his penis and give him a hand job while pegging him from behind. The faster your hands go, the faster your hips thrust. You want to keep a steady rhythm going. Start slowly and then gradually increase in speed. Keep the motion of your hands and your hips the same until he has a very powerful ejaculation at the end and your awesome pegging sex experience is complete. When you're done, make sure to clean and sanitize your toys with antibacterial cleaner. Wash the harness. Usually hand wash is the best for a harness. Don't forget to clean the thong strap that go between your legs if your harness has that. Make sure to leave these toys out to dry before storing and never swap toys between other people and different holes. Leave vagina toys for the vagina and butt toys for the butt. Now let's talk about pegging positions. If you've never had anal sex before, it's important to realize that it is somewhat trickier than vaginal intercourse. The butt cheeks like to get in the way, they close down and protect his butthole like a big cushy clamp. Think of it like a giant oyster and you're seeking a small pearl hidden within a tiny probe. All joking aside, you'll need to pry open the butt cheeks to gain access to his anus. This is why it's so important to have him bend over for the first time. You'll need to know where the anus is. It's difficult to see when he's just standing up or in various positions, so have him stand, bend over a little bit. Just for the first time, it's just really easy to find it. Once your bodies are in place, your hands are free. So as said previously, stroke his penis, maybe pinch his nipples. Do whatever you want to please him. Remember, pegging sex is all about his pleasure while she is in full control. So what are the best pegging positions? The secret to good first-time pegging sex is having easy access to the anus and prostate. It's also important to keep in mind that the dildo attachment will be short and small. The typical attachment is about 4 to 6 inches long, so you want to be in a position very close proximity to each other. Think of it like spooning or snuggling. That'll be best. If you do something that's a little bit too far apart, chances are that probe's going to fall out of his butt and you're going to have to start all over again from the beginning. So a couple of good positions to try. We have the practical posture, which is basically a doggy style position. He'll kneel down on all fours. You'll just be on your knees, kind of leaning a little bit forward. This is a good one once you know where the anal opening is. You can't really see his butthole from this position. So this is one maybe to try once you know where it is. But this is a great position. You can get really close. You can really customize how fast to go. And it's easy to reach around for manual masturbation. A good old missionary, that works too. It's a little bit more tricky, but this one really gives a sense of empowerment and control because you're face-to-face on missionary position. It can be a little bit hard to find the butt, but it's a little bit more intimate because you are right together face-to-face. You can look in each other's eyes. Very intimate, highly sensual. The next one, you can do sort of a position where he lays on his back and tucks his knees up to his chest. This leaves it very open. What's good about this position, too, is that you'll reach that prostate really easily. If you remember where the prostate gland is, it's a little bit towards the belly button, about 2 to 3 inches inside. So when he tucks his knees up, it's easier for you to reach the prostate gland. This is a very powerfully pleasurable position for him, a little bit more advanced, however. Another one that you could always do is the reverse cowboy. This is high on the kink factor, so if you're looking for a little bit of a new position to do, I would definitely recommend trying reverse cowboy. There's 10 positions that I've listed on my Best Pegging Positions blog article, so check the show notes of the podcast here. Click on that link and you can see cartoon pictures of these positions, and it gives you a lot more description, and there's a few more in addition to what I've just mentioned here. So definitely click on that link and check it out. What are the best pegging toys, dildos, and strap-ons for beginners? Well, we have several listed on the Adult Toy Shop website. You'll see them all there. First of all, I have the kits at the top, just the harnesses next, and then all the dildos and probes that underneath that. So make sure to click on the link in the show notes and you can see these products. There's video demos of each one as well. So if you want just a simple kit, the first two are really popular, the Sex and Mischief and then the Pegging Strap-On Kit. Very simple, very discreet, small probes, really good for first timers. They're non-phallic and it's a good way to just kind of get yourself used to it. These kits are budget priced as well, so you can try it out and you don't have to worry about breaking the bank. If you want to get a little bit more exotic in your choice of prostate dildos, there's a few that are really good. So there's one called the Mini Curved Male Dildo. It looks like a tiny, tiny penis. The curve is just right for prostate gland. Guys actually buy these for themselves a lot of the time too. It's one of the best prostate dildos that you can find. There's some that are really tiny on the tip, so if he's a little bit squeamish about anal insertion, I would suggest one of those types with a tiny, tiny tip. And there's also larger ones, too, that are more stocky, like stovepipe shape for guys who really enjoy anal pleasure. So if you're on the Pegging Toys page on the Adult Toy Shop website, there's a product on there called the Rump Rider Pegging Dildo. That is by far the very best pegging toy for first timers. The tip is thinner than anything else you'll find. Importantly though, it's sturdy enough for anal insertion. One of the important things to keep in mind is you don't want something that's too soft because the anus is a very tight entry hole, and if the toy you have is too soft, it'll just buckle and bend when you try to insert it. It won't really work. So something made of silicone or one of the stiffer rubber materials is a really good choice. Is pegging safe? Just like anal play with butt plugs, beads, or penetrative anal sex with your partner's penis, pegging is safe as long as you don't overdo it. Never progress past the point where you feel pain. The anus is a delicate sphincter, and rectal tissue is also very gentle, so tearing is possible, but you'll have plenty of indication ahead of time through physical sensations. Use lots of anal lube because dry anal sex can cause tearing. Using a dildo or butt plug in the back door is no different. As long as his rectum is well lubricated and he feels comfortable with the current depth and speed of penetration, yes, pegging is safe. I would advise against using an anal desensitizer, not just for pegging, but anal sex or butt plugs or anything. You can use it, and some people do, but for beginners, I wouldn't suggest it. And the reason is because it numbs the area, basically the same concept as a toothache cream. So what that does is it masks sensation and it reduces pain. And pain is telling you that there's a problem here, something may tear, you could cause an issue with the skin, and when you mask that, it's totally possible. So people who use big anal toys will sometimes use a desensitizer, but for someone who's a beginner, I really wouldn't recommend doing that. Hopefully today I've inspired you to try something kinky and new. There is truly no better way to spice up the sex life. If you're thinking about something different in the bedroom, pegging sex really is the pinnacle of what's going on today. It's something for a husband and wife to share. You know the vast positive implications for your sex life. You know what toys to buy to get started. I hope I've made it easier for you today. It's a wildly popular trend for good reason. It's all about kinky fun and exploring the depths of human sexuality. The perfect way to rejuvenate a dull love life and change what you know about the joys of lovemaking in the modern world. Thanks again for joining me, and we'll see you next time on Mayla Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast.